Oh, it's childish. She dropped her bouquet as we went towards the vestry. She was passing the front pew at the time, and it fell over into the pew. There was a moment's delay, but the gentleman in the pew handed it up to her again, and it did not appear to be the worse for the fall. Yet when I spoke to her of the matter, she answered me abruptly, and in the carriage on our way home she seemed absurdly agitated over this trifling cause. Indeed, you say that there was a gentleman in the pew. Some of the general public were present then. Oh, yes. It is impossible to exclude them when the church is open. This gentleman was not one of your wife's friends. No, no. I call him a gentleman by courtesy, but he's quite a common-looking person. I hardly noticed his appearance. But really, I think that we are wandering rather far from the point. Lady St. Simon then returned from the wedding in a less cheerful frame of mind than she had gone to it. What did she do on re-entering her father's house?
I saw her in conversation with her maid.